We're traveling to Africa in this bus?
No, we're traveling for Africa in this bus. We're traveling to raise awareness and raise money to help orphans in Africa.
There you go.
So the money we raise from traveling in this bus will go to provide schools for them to go to.
23-year-old Derek Henderson is one of five young men who spent the summer of 2006 traveling across the United States in a renovated school bus. As seen in their own home movies, they spent 2 months traveling from coast to coast, visiting 23 states and living out of the bus. Along the way, they spoke to groups at churches, schools, and conferences, such as this one in Washington, D.C.
We want to get our whole generation to come together and say, we care.
Chris Franklin says the five are motivated by their shared Christian faith and by one single mission, helping Africa.
We have two goals and then one kind of smaller goal. Our first goal is to raise $250,000, which is to build schools down in Zambia. Part of the biggest thing to combat AIDS is education. Our second goal is spreading the awareness of AIDS. And our third goal is just to say, hey, it's time that our generation starts caring.
The idea for the trip came from 18-year-old Nathaniel Elliott.
2 years ago, I found out that by the time I graduate high school, there'd be over 40 million people HIV positive, and mostly in Africa. And for some reason, that grabbed me.
So the teenager decided to see what he could do to help.
Well, originally, my friend and I had always planned, just for the fun of it, to drive across the country, just because, no reason, just do it our senior year. Then when I found out that fact, I realized maybe we could use it for something good, and not just for our own pleasure. And through that, the idea of building schools came around. You know, spreading the awareness is our major goal.
Elliot spread the word that he was looking for people to share his mission. An anonymous donor gave him the bus, and about 30 people applied for the trip. Elliot helped select four winners, ages 17 to 23. In addition to Henderson and Franklin, Nathaniel found video and web guru Scott Brookins and Tommy Frankovich, who is a natural speaking to crowds at their educational booth.
Every 60 seconds, in this next minute, five people will die in Africa alone from AIDS.
The five speak at youth rallies and conferences, and they sell DVDs and T-shirts emblazoned with the image of Africa and the name of their mission, Living Hope. 18-year-old Josh Arthur heard them speak in D.C.
I've learned a lot about the epidemic through them, and they kind of bring it to a more of a personal level through some of the videos that they've taken and just the work that they're doing.
The Living Hope bus is an attraction itself. People donate money to sign the bus's interior, but no one spends more time inside this bus than the guys.
It's actually very cozy, and we look forward to staying in our beds, so whenever we stop, what we really need is just a place to shower, but as far as accommodations, we got them.
The five young men managed to raise $40,000 during their travels. That was short of their goal, but enough money to build one school in the southern African nation of Zambia. They're all back in school now, but they say they are determined to continue raising money and AIDS awareness. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.